Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Building the best sales team possible is a critical step for all businesses that are serious about accelerating their sales. Now, in the past, I've talked a lot about how to attract and hire the right talent. And over the next three podcasts, I'd like to take a slightly different tack, and that is how to retain your top talent. And even more specifically, how to retain the millennial talent, the younger talent. Why? Well, I've noticed in my consulting practice that more and more questions have arisen from my sales VPs and business owners around this younger generation in the workforce. And many of my sales VPs, business owners who are in the baby boom or Gen X or even Gen Y don't really understand how to retain this top talent that is in this millennial generation. So over the next three podcasts, we're going to tackle this. The first thing to remember, though, is it has to start with adopting a new mindset. Get ready to turn what you think you know about sales and sales management on its head, because the tried and true methods of retaining young people just don't work anymore. And that means you really need to take a hard look all the way down to your corporate structure and rethink what you need to do in order to be able to drive better sellers and influence buyer behaviors. So let's look at the top three right now. Number one, you know what? Money really does talk, and even more so than you might think. I truly believe that with this younger generation, you need to pay for performance with no cap. We're facing a generation of new workers who want to be entrepreneurial, and they're starting new businesses because they have freedom and unlimited earning capacity. And you need to replicate that inside your organization if you want to keep these people. Far too often, executives put a cap on sales incentive plans, and that's just going to turn off your millennials. They view it as an arbitrary limit on their spending and earning potential, and quite frankly, they have a point. Number two, motivators need to be relevant. I believe that you need to individualize your company pay scale. Don't be afraid to have unique bonuses for individual top performers. I suggest to my clients today that old school invitations to a President's Club winner's circle might not be the way to go. Instead, offer something that's meaningful to your seller ahead of what's meaningful to your organization. So let's consider this example of a sales director. I'll call him Brian. He was an international sales director for a software company who successfully motivated a series of teams comprising several generations. At the end of the fiscal year, one of his teams was dangerously not close to hitting their revenue target. To get them back on track, Brian promised everybody that all the members would be treated to a company-sponsored ski trip if the sales numbers were met. And sales started to grow everywhere except one team on the West Coast. On that team, the majority of sellers were 20 to 30-year-olds who were all relatively new to the company. None of them were enticed by the prospect of spending a weekend at a company-sponsored trip, so Brian tried again. This time, he offered the group something that they did value: time off, some extra money to invest in what they enjoyed doing. And by attempting to use what he imagined would be a good motivator for everyone, Brian accomplished the opposite with his millennial dominant team. As soon as he rolled out the new program, the time off and extra money, sales started to soar. Lastly for today, number three, catch people doing the right thing. Praise goes a long way, even with your younger employees. Millennials want to feel they are contributing to your organization and to your client base. Case in point, a client of mine recently lost a top performing millennial seller who was earning $250,000 a year in an inside sales job. Why? Because she felt her contributions were not valued by the CEO. And the CEO kept trying to find ways to improve her performance instead of recognizing the valuable contribution she was already doing. So take more time to listen carefully to millennials' suggestions, offer praise for good work, and call your teams out for the good work they're doing. I'd love to hear your challenges and success stories in dealing with this millennial generation, because let's face it, they are the future of our organizations. So don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. And stay tuned, because next week we'll be covering four more ways to retain this top talent.
You've been listening to the sales leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.